Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, perhaps? Go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I believe we're going to dive into the Junkies Blitz. It's brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
So I guess we can start with the fallout from last night's game. Obviously, the Rams beat the Vikings 27-9. They advance, so face the Eagles next. They kind of get hosed by playing on Monday night in the playoffs. You get a shorter week of preparation.
Hey,
somebody
that,
has
you know
to.
That the top Washington seeds get preferential treatment. That's the way the playoffs have always been.
Yep.
I mean, Washington's got a short week.
Yep.
Do you believe in Jinx's cakes? A lot of people are pointing to what Dan Campbell said after the game.
Sometimes.
Season finale.
Did he say something?
Remember the season finale against the Vikings. The Lions won. Then there was the handshake between
Dan
Campbell and Kevin O'Connell. He said, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Well, no, I don't think.
No, he's just being
positive.
That was
just paying respect. Yeah. That's not like a Jinxy thing.
No.
That was just paying respect.
I don't believe
to
in
Jinxes Vikings
in general.
Oh, I believe in cakes.
I don't believe in most cakes, but I like when I guarantee the Commanders are going to win over
Dallas.
Tommy DeVito, and he's one of the world's worst quarterbacks, and they lose to him, and then I take a marinara bath because of it. I tend to jinxes might have a little bit of power.
I flirted with jinxes a lot this year, kind of making fun of Bruce Irving or Irvine or whatever his name
Bucky.
Was. Bucky Irvine.
Bucky
Irving.
Irving.
Right. I made fun of him, said he's not going to beat us, made fun of some teams and said he's not going to lose
game.
Them. He was fine.
Yeah, I mean,
but he wasn't the tipping
score.
Point. He wasn't the tipping point.
Held him under 100.
Yep. He was fine.
They probably should have given the ball a little bit more.
We kind of
By the way, the Rams, they did. The Rams played the Eagles earlier in the year. I don't know what week that was.
Saquon
ran for 255.
I will say this about Saquon, and obviously, I mean, he's had a career year. He looks the best he's ever looked.
Yeah.
Like the moves, the spin moves, everything he's putting on. And, you know, I remember seeing, you know, him in college and him coming out of college and just watching his workouts.
He's a sick athlete.
And just going, oh my God, this guy's going to be a monster. And he's had moments. This year, he put it all together.
Well, it helps when you have a great offensive line and much better skill position
players
around you. Yeah,
but I mean, his singular skill is just...
Oh, he's fantastic.
It's just showing out so much this
year. But if he was with New York this year, he wouldn't have been putting up those numbers.
No.
So back to the fallout from last night's game. Rams advance will face the Eagles. Vikings going to have to make some decisions. Kevin O'Connell, after the game, said he appreciates Sam Darnold, but the quote is, it did not work out in the end.
Ooh. I mean, it's J.J. McCarthy time. Like, they spent a high draft pick on him. I would think he's going to be the starter in week one if he's healthy and ready to go.
I think, if anything, it reinforces the idea that we can plug and play guys here. That we can put guys in and we can make them successful.
In Minnesota's system, yes, seemingly.
If you expand out
with
what he said,
yeah.
He said, I just want to say it's very important we all think about Sam's body of work. What he was able to do this year, when not many people thought he would be able to lead a team to 14 wins, it did not work out in the end. I think Sam would be the first one to tell you.
The best case for them would be keep Darnold there on a relatively modest deal, because let's be honest, he hurt himself.
Yeah, but is he a UFA?
He signed a one-year deal.
So he's going to get somebody
else
to get
more
get
an
than
offer,
what
but,
they'll get.
There's desperate teams out there.
That's
there
why I brought up the Steelers earlier.
But if you're
earlier.
The Vikings, you can offer, hey, you thrived here for most of the time you were here. You can be a mentor and or compete with McCarthy
for the
starting gig.
$15 million as a backup, or $25 million somewhere as a starter, you're going to take the starter.
I just don't know if is somebody going to really outlay $25 million for Sam Darnold.
I think that's kind of the going rate.
Maybe,
He had a good enough year where you can make that kind of money.
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, maybe not with Minnesota. I know it's hard to wrap our head around, but I mean, Dak's going to make close to 50.
Here's what I know. I will be targeting J.J. McCarthy late in every fantasy draft in about 9 months.
That's
because
fine.
In that system, throwing to Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson and all the weapons there, Addison, it's a good setup.
On the flip side,
Darnold definitely hurt himself the last 2 weeks.
On the flip side, the Rams, of course, advance. Sean McVay said after the game, the defense is peaking at the right time. Of course, they had all those sacks. A lot of coaching news we should get to. I don't even think we touched on this yesterday. Wasn't a surprise at all, but the Patriots did officially announce that Mike Vrabel will be their next head coach.
It's a great hire.
I know there were pro Vrabel to DC guys last year, right?
Yeah.
Were you one? You thought Vrabel should
be a great choice. Yeah. My heart wasn't set on any one particular guy, but I thought he would have been a great choice.
Weren't some people saying that the Patriots' treatment of the Rooney Rule was such a sham? Like, Aaron Glenn, I think, just refused. He's like, you know what? I'm not even going to interview for the head coaching gig there because we know what's in the bag for Vrabel. Look, Kraft wanted, he wanted Vrabel. He wanted a former player that sat out a year, was basically consulting with the Browns. He's in the Patriots' ring of honor. It makes sense.
We spent time talking about this earlier. The Cowboys have moved on from Mike McCarthy. I guess it's technically not a firing because his contract just expires. Mm-hmm. Talk of Deion Sanders potentially being a candidate. I'm sure Ben Johnson will get an interview because he interviews everywhere. So that's an interesting position that has now opened up. So it ends up being 7 jobs open this year. It's basically what happens every year.
7 jobs. Now, one of them was filled, but yeah. So there's,
we think that's it?
6 more.
We don't think there'll be any more?
I don't think so. I mean, the one that I threw out like a month ago, and it wasn't that it ever was brought up, but we were kind of speculating what's going to happen next with Bill Belichick before he took the North Carolina job. I was always intrigued by the Bengals. But it seems like they fired their defensive coordinator and they're going to keep Zach Taylor as the head coach because that would be a coveted job if it opened up to work with Joe Burrow.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, if they were going to fire him, they would have already done it.
We kind of know this story, but there's just more details because it got national attention. The kicker for the Commanders, Zane Gonzalez, he's 29 years old, and a lot was made of his sideline routine. I mean, weeks ago, we talked about him messing with his hair and then putting on the helmet, taking it off, messing with the hair, putting on the helmet, on and off.
I mean, anybody with half a brain understands that's OCD.
Yeah, but then we saw...
He doesn't even have that much hair. I don't know what he's dealing, with up there.
Then we saw his sock routine, which I hadn't seen
until... He needs
until
a sock endorsement.
Dude, I get that.
Week.
Sometimes I can't get that seam lined up just right on my foot. And it can bug the F out of me.
It definitely, for people with like sensory issues or OCD, it can definitely tilt F out you.
So he was honest about his condition, I guess, leading up to the draft in 2017.
He told teams he had OCD?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. He said,
dummy.
Back then he said, whether I'm getting a haircut or anything, they get caught off guard by his name because he's Gonzalez. He didn't look like it, but he also talked about, his
Zane?
OCD back then. And, you know, he just said it's something he struggles with. He says it makes you a perfectionist and detail-oriented. He said off the field, it's a pain in the butt.
If he was so detail-oriented, he wouldn't have hit the crossbar or the upright.
Doesn't everybody
put it down the middle?
Have a little OCD, though?
Yes,
maybe a little bit,
so.
But in my family, we have some real clinical cases of OCD.
Yeah.
Legit.
I mean,
hardcore.
I know I have some.
I don't think I have that much.
My two biggest OCD things that I know I have, if I'm in my garage, I have to double-tap my freezer to make sure it's closed.
Well,
every time I walk by,
that's definitely an OCD.
That's one. And I do check and make sure the gas nozzle isn't in my still attached to my car like 5 to 7 times before I leave and pull off from the pump.
Yeah.
There's a lot of I'll be behind the wheel.
Oh my God, you're riddled with it.
And I'll do this and then I'll do it again. And then I'll do it again just to make sure I'm not going to.
All right, let me ask you this. Dock
myself. Give myself $1,000 bill for yanking the fuel pump out of the
It's a big fear you have.
Oh, it's a big fear.
I saw a local parent do that. He was hammered and he drove. Oh, and the thing
so
was connected.
Sober. I couldn't be more sober. Yeah,
my main OCD issue is I have to have a clean, decluttered kitchen.
Okay, yes.
So things cannot be in the dishwasher or in the sink. I have to have them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Well, you couldn't live
it could
in my
be,
house.
It could be one plate.
Yeah, but you can live you, in my house.
See, I don't. I have preferences. I'd prefer that. But you could leave the house with a dish in, right?
Oh, I don't know if you could.
Because to me, that would be the OCD if you can't do it. Like, I would prefer, like, now, I don't even think I have this in my house, but if your towels are lined up versus, like, haphazard, but I can certainly leave a room with it like that.
Here, this, I don't think this is OCD.
Can you leave your house with that dish in the sink?
100%.
Well, I mean, it depends if the... I mean, yeah, only if the dishwasher...
Sounds like it would bane them.
If the dishwasher has clean dishes in it and was run overnight, so I don't unload them and then put that in. I let it go.
Do you do it more than tea? Like, are you kind of in charge of the dishes?
Yes.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
So do you just hover around the dishes all the time?
I do it during dinner.
Whenever I open the dishwasher?
So I will be eating.
You'll put them in the dishwasher during dinner?
If my daughter finishes first and she puts her stuff in the sink, I have to go put it in the dishwasher.
Like, you don't want it to just sit there. You have to be like a waiter.
No, it's major OCD.
You're way worse than me. I think, actually, I do more of the household chores in our house, like cleaning, laundry.
Now, my family would say
I could leave the dishes in there. It wouldn't kill me.
I don't have
if
any
I'm in
that.
A rush.
I can live like a pig.
I'm not shocked.
I actually think I live like an average, like a college guy still, like college level, like kind of clean. Not like a complete pig, like a...
Yeah, but your house is clean if I go over to your house.
I mean, I'm at cleaning ladies, and you know. But I mean, we're not... Put it this way. A dish could definitely sit in our sink.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple dishes could sit in our sink until we get around to doing it.
Yeah, it's just an issue.
But here's a question I have for you. This often happens to me, and I wonder if it's just because I'm just losing it, like literally slowly starting to slip away, and I'm, you know, waiting to hear that Masters music. Or is it an OCD thing? I often forget if I've washed my hair or not. And then it freaks me out because my brain is always thinking about a million things. And then I go, I can't tell if I wash my hair. And then I know I'll wash it twice because I just got to make sure. If I'm taking a shower, I'm going to wash my hair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'm thinking about so many different things.
I don't know if that's OCD unless you were like found yourself in the shower for over an hour because it was happening over and over again.
But I will wash my hair.
Or like you had to wash it
times. That's more forgetful than OCD.
Yeah, you need some Prevagen or whatever.
I'm not thinking. I'm on autopilot. I'm thinking about something else, what I'm going to do.
You need some Ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, whatever
that is. But I've told you that I always wash my most important spot.
Right, the Reggie.
Number one. Yeah. First thing I do when I get in the shower. Get the soap right on the Reggie.
The other thing I do, Look at me. And my wife can't believe it. But so my dog will leave, you know, if she goes outside and especially now when there's snow and she goes for a walk. All right. Well, we wipe her paws, but she comes in and she'll leave smudges and paw prints on the hardwood.
Right.
Or on the kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm. Straight down with the
mop. So if I can see, especially if the sun's coming through the window, you can see it. Mm-hmm. You can see exactly where those smudges are.
Right.
I have to get on my hands and knees with a towel or a paper towel and wipe them down.
Right. Why don't you just have Lourdes come over 3 times a week?
Because that'd be $600 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a good thing you and I aren't a couple.
She's coming tomorrow.
We would be incompatible, you and I.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe you would see me on my hands and knees wiping down paw prints.
Couple of young quarterback notes. Of course, Jaden Daniels will win the Offensive Rookie of the Year, but both Bo Nix and Drake May were impressive. As far as Drake May, Mike Vrabel said that's part of the reason he went back to New England. Bo Nix, though, made a surprising revelation after the season. He told reporters he suffered a significant injury during their Week 12 game against the Raiders, and he said he suffered 3 fractures.
Yeah, I saw that.
In his back.
I don't know how that's possible.
And played through it.
Well, they're just not displaced. You know, this like...
I mean, he threw a
hairline fracture.
He threw
probably
a dart at the beginning of the playoff game. Didn't seem to affect him.
Now, he said he had a little transverse process fracture in his back. And then he got treatment, and he made it through that week, and he just continued through the rest of the season.
Just makes me think that, I mean, how many of the quarterbacks that don't talk about it
right
have issues? You know, I mean, they all get pummeled. I mean,
they all get crushed.
Bo Nix, how many times was he sacked? I mean, he's probably
not that much, actually. That was one of the things.
Right, if not sacked, hit. Yeah.
Derek Carr apparently suffered a similar injury several years ago, and he downplayed it before admitting after the season that it did impact him. Of course, Nix finished with 29 touchdowns with just 12 picks this season.
My son is on a back and forth with one of his buddies. His buddy is trying to tweak Brendan by saying Bo Nix should win Rookie of the Year. And Brendan's gotten to the point where he's like, I can't even engage with him anymore. I just have to ignore him because Jay Daniels is going to win Rookie of the Year.
Well, he should do what Drabby did and just cut him off as a friend.
I don't think he's going to go to that level, but he's definitely frustrated because he knows that Jaden's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Right. Maybe he could suspend him for 2 weeks like Mo from Largo.
Yeah, put him on a suspension. Could be a good deal.
If you offend Drab, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're the minimum you're going to get suspended.
Drab's gatekeeper.
At the most, you'll be, I guess, no longer welcome as
you're
a friend.
Definitely get reprimanded in some fashion.
Yeah. Very penal over there.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan. Time now for EB's entertainment page. And he's going to read the sponsorship. And I'm going to hand him my read sheet.
Thank you.
Just easier that way.
Well, you're a little more organized than me. Would you agree with that? I don't think you're super organized either.
I'm not super organized.
You and I are kind of on a par with that.
I think I'm more, when it comes to like reads, I'm
and,
more.
And pens.
Well, this is shocking. I'm out of pens.
Well, because EB takes them like every day.
Takes them all the time.
I guess I got to go buy pens.
You know
or
what?
Something.
I don't have pens, but you know what I do have? Hold on.
I haven't done this. I've only done this once. It's almost like a Jason Bishop move, except it's at the station. There, if you go over toward
pens?
The sales, if you go over to the sales, they had a cup full of like a sponsor's pens, and they're really good. I can't remember.
You stole them?
I don't have pens.
Didn't steal them?
But if anybody,
we work at the station.
If anybody needs a topical steroid, I've got a big ass tube of it that I carry.
We
in
have
my
that
backpack.
In my house. I'm just
this
saying,
is magic cream right here.
Be careful with that though, because it will thin your skin. It don't OD
Trust
on
me,
it.
I mean, look how much is in the tube.
I know. You think I'm just saying.
What did you need it for?
I can't even remember. Oh, when I had massive poison ivy bubbles on my hands like 6 months ago.
It's tricimaclone.
This is magic cream, right? This is what Barry Bonds probably used back then.
Got the cream.
I got the cream.
No wonder your head's so big.
If you guys need it, just let me know.
There used to be a guy.
Is that good for cuts and everything? Any abrasion?
I mean, it's a steroid. I don't think it's like. You're making it sound like it's like a
Neosporin,
like a topical. Yeah,
okay. No, it's more for like
sore.
Gotcha.
For viruses or funguses or dermatitis or
$3 a squeeze.
I took the shot at Cakes' head because there used to be a guy, David George from Point Ridge, used to kill him on the bus about the size of his head.
That's back when bullying
was
fun.
Why do you have to bring up his full name?
It's such an innocuous name.
But
it's pretty common.
That was in probably the 80s. That's when bullying was in like full bloom and was socially accepted.
I literally got bullied by a girl. A girl bullied me in middle school.
Tracy?
No, this other girl, Shelly.
Didn't Tracy get in a fight with Cakes?
This is how she bullied me. Now, I think in hindsight, she was flirting with me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. But she was sitting behind me, and she was popping my head with the back of an umbrella.
Yeah, that's bullying.
That's
harassment.
You could hit the button, and the umbrella would pop out and hit me in the back of the
head. What grade?
Like seventh grade.
Jeez.
Bullying.
During your middle school days?
Bullying. And put it this way. I was still kind of little. She was bigger than me. Like, she was bigger than me. Like, she could have beat me in Indian leg wrestling.
Yeah, I can't really remember what she looks like. Was she ever money?
I think she had potential.
I know the name.
I think she had potential.
Yeah.
Her last name definitely started with this letter.
Yeah.
I thought it started with an M.
No, I think I know who he's talking about.
Yeah. She had potential. Don't you agree with me? She had potential.
Sure.
Yeah. I think she was flirting.
Didn't Cakes get in a fight with a girl though in elementary school?
I think we got into like a scrap
during a
road. It was on a field trip.
Yeah, field trip.
I think we're in a field trip like in DC, like going to see the boring ass Smithsonian, like the Natural History Museum, and we got into a full blown scrap.
Yeah, and she beat your butt.
I don't remember the outcome of the fight, but I mean that probably is what happened.
All right, entertainment page Cakes, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. I'm going to have to hit her up soon here. I'll tell you why. The general manager, or check them out at BMWFairfax.com. And, you know, people call me an idiot. I literally think I'm trolled more than anyone on this show and just maybe in radio. And I can't argue this point.
Okay.
Remember I told you when it snowed and I don't have an ice pick or anything and I used a shovel.
A nice scraper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used a shovel to get the frozen ice off my windshield.
Yep.
And you guys are like, what are you doing? You're going to scrape your windshield. And I go, I never even thought about that. There are huge lines all over my
shocker.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Huge lines. Huge lines. I mean, I just...
What? EB, you should also...
I ruined my windshield.
Going forward, here's the lazy man solution to just getting rid of everything on your windshield. Just turn your car on an extra 5 to 7 minutes early.
I didn't have the time.
And blast the
It was defrost. Before work. Yeah. I didn't have time, and I slept on frozen ice.
Your fancy-ass BMW have, like, remote start?
It does, and it does remote start on its own.
He doesn't think about that.
He doesn't think about it.
He doesn't think about it.
No, my thing's every morning, my thing starts up. There's a 15-minute window every morning. It's on a timer. It remote starts.
Mm.
But it didn't that day?
I was getting up before the timer even because I had to get a head start. I wanted to make sure I left, you know, because there's still residue snow.
Right.
But it was
right.
The second day. It wasn't right. The first day. It was the second day. And stuff froze over and we got that extra snow.
So it was Tuesday.
I think.
Yeah.
And I scraped it with the shovel because I didn't have time.
Pwned it.
And I thought nothing of it. And then 2 days later, I saw it, and I can't
Now you
it.
Need a new windshield.
I need a new windshield. And here's the thing. Those windshields, they ain't cheap because they got all the sensors and, you know, all the stuff.
I hope you spend a boatload on it.
Well, I know what those things are because I've done it before.
That's what your insurance is for.
I don't know.
I start my car
I need to get hooked.
At 4:05 every morning and leave the house at 4:30. It runs for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I leave later than you?
Earlier than me, I'd rather. Sorry.
Yeah, I run that. Mush. I put the defrost on for 25 minutes. When I get in the car, it's 74 degrees. Feels like Key West.
It's so tropical.
But you still have to, with my car, it remote starts, but it's running on a reserve battery. I still have to hit the start button. Do you have to do that too?
I got to go out to the street and pull my car up to the driveway.
No. Mine starts on its own, but I'm saying.
I don't have remote start.
It's not even remote start. It's a timer.
Oh, I don't
but have remote start too, but. The timer goes on, but let's say if it's still running, I have to go in there and hit the button to actually start.
One of my cars still has an actual key that you put in. I feel very POV whenever I stick it into the dashboard and turn it.
Does that power windows?
Yes.
My son's car key and does not have power windows.
Wow.
It's got the roll down.
That's very basic.
All right. Valdez mentioned
it. I'm going to get him a nice car.
I understand.
Valdez mentioned it earlier. LiAngelo Ball, also known as Jello, has signed a $13 million deal with Def Jam.
Def Jam still has deep pockets?
I guess.
I thought the record industry was dead.
I mean, you know what?
Not if you have a banger like that.
I guess.
Come on. One more time. Got to get our swerve on.
Jason, you know what? Hearing this again.
It's terrible. It's going to ruin my day.
You've been feeling sick. This might be.
This will put you over the edge.
But yeah, send you home early.
Come on.
So Jaden Daniels singing it doesn't win you over cakes?
No.
No, he likes terrible music too.
Not even one bit.
this viral moment, it's like about 6 seconds long, got him a $13 million deal.
I mean, good for him. He's capitalizing on it. Good for him. Bad for my ears.
Is the song called Tweakin'?
I think so. I mean, I have no idea what any of it means. I just know it's freaking catchy.
I always thought tweaking had to do with meth.
Yeah, it does. But it could have multiple.
I mean, what's the other meaning? I don't know.
Ask D. Woods. He knows on stuff. But I will say, LeVar Ball, I told you this, that I think
it's actually called Tweaker.
I think it's Jello's shoes that I saw. I get confused because, Drab, you know this better. LaMelo has a deal with what? Puma or something? Who's he got his deal with?
Puma.
Yeah. And then what is the other guy? Lonzo's got a deal with what? Nike or something? Who's Lonzo got a deal with?
I don't know who.
It's not Big Baller. So I guess it's Jello. Jello has his own shoes. And LeVar, I don't know if you saw this clip.
I'd rather wear shoes made of actual Jello.
No, you wouldn't. You'd wear these.
His shoes.
You know why you'd wear them?
Why?
Especially if you were his dad. You were Jello.
Yeah.
His dad said, if he sells 1 million shoes worldwide,
right,
which is plausible when you look at their following.
Is that 500,000 because there's two of them or 1 million units?
1 million units.
Okay, yeah. That's very important.
He's going to get 100% of the profits.
That's a lot.
He said he'll make $150 million if he sells a million of these shoes. And you look at them, I think kids would wear them. I think kids would wear them. Just based on looks.
A nearly 55-year-old DJ that might wear them.
I might wear them, yeah. If he sent me free ones. Now, I wouldn't pay for them. But especially, like, in China, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll buy them.
He said he'll be, if he sells a million shoes, he'll make more than any other athlete out there. He'll make more. Jordan only makes something like, I don't know what he said. I think he said Jordan makes $130 million a year from Nike for his deal. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan, I mean, nobody's got hotter shoes in the history of the planet.
Sounds like a great deal.
And he's been doing that for years.
But you could be Jello Ball and have a big social following and your dad be a brilliant marketer. And
okay, but here's the difference. Jordan's going to be doing that in perpetuity until he dies.
Okay, true.
Jello ain't making $150 million per year every year until he's 60.
Just give me 1 year of those.
Oh, and of course, we would all take that.
Anyway, I'm a huge... You know what? I'm big on the Ball family.
I'm not
big on LeVar.
I'm not big on the Ball family.
I'm big on LeVar. I think nobody reps their kids better than that guy. I'm a huge fan of LeVar.
When was that when we had him in studio? What year was that?
5 or 6 years
ago.
Can't
remember.
Whenever the big baller stuff came out. Mm-hmm. And when I see him do that pimp walk or whatever he was doing. He was mimicking Vince McMahon. Is that what he was doing?
I guess. I don't know.
Vince McMahon. Huh? Yeah. Conor McGregor.
Yeah. I get sized.
Billionaire walk, isn't it?
Maybe that's what it is.
Jason still wants to go see Roadhouse again.
All right. Speaking of Connor, I like that movie. You always trash it.
I didn't stick around for the end. I didn't know Connor was still alive. I thought the guy was dead as a doornail.
I can't believe they opened it up for a sequel.
There's another one coming out?
I mean, that's what it sounded like.
All right, Valdez, I want you to... I've seen this story. I saw that Sydney Thomas, she did... That's the ring girl, right? For the Jake Paul fight.
Right, yeah, from the Tyson fight.
Right.
Yeah, she's a hot ring girl.
Valdez and Drabby were all over her, getting all the attention. I saw that she did a podcast, and she mentioned that an SEC coach slid into her DMs, and she wouldn't say who it was. And then the next day, she's photographed with Nick Saban?
Yeah, at a charity golf tournament.
No way Saban's doing that.
She said it was an SEC coach, and he said, roll tide.
Yeah, RTR, roll tide.
You didn't say
roll.
High tide, like the commercial.
And then the next day, she's photographing Nick Saban.
Annoying
what?
Commercial.
Yeah. So,
what do you think I care? Roll down tide.
Nick Saban slid into her DMs and, like, is hollering, right?
He could slide into the DMs and try and collab.
Doesn't he always reference
collab.
His wife on that show? Like,
Terry
Saban?
Terry. He is pretty funny. Is it the VRBO commercial?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty funny in that.
Yes.
Kind of kills it in that.
Right. I doubt he's even on social media.
Yeah.
You think he has a Twitter?
I think people speculate it was Lane Kiffin.
I think he might. I think an SEC coach would probably have a Twitter.
Most people speculate it was Lane Kiffin that actually slid into the DMs.
That was my initial two.
Isn't the most likely candidate Hugh Freeze, the Auburn coach?
Right, because he's got issues.
He got caught with the hookers or something.
He's got a sorted past. Yeah. You know what? I'd put my money on him.
And Jason, do you want to say what's up to our guy Craig Melvin, who is now going to be co-host of the Today Show?
Congrats.
What do you mean, say what's up?
Well, you always give him a hard time for... When he did the interview with
Doug. I'm the only one.
Well, I try to.
I'm the only one?
No. I feel sorry for him because I know what he was doing.
Yeah, he had nothing to say.
He had nothing. Yeah. They gave him nothing.
It was the worst reveal ever.
Let's not, like, make folks wait. Let's not drag it out, Jason. What's the, what is the new team name?
Doug, what is it?
We are the Commanders.
the worst reveal
and rollout
ever.
In the last 500 years.
I always feel bad when we play that.
And I like Jason Wright. Jason Wright's been nothing but kind to us.
I don't even think he even believed in the name.
That was a cluster.
That's a tell. He didn't believe in the name. He's like, Doug, you do it.
And then Craig couldn't believe how bad it was, and he had to fill the air.
Hey, you know what? Good for him.
Let's not, like, make folks wait. Let's not drag it out, Jason. What's the, what is the new team name?
Oh. Doug, what is it?
We are the Commanders.
Hey, despite that, he bounced back. He's now the host of the Today Show, and he's probably making $25 million.
Right.
Well, he's been on the Today Show. He's just
but now he's the anchor. Now he's like
taking
the host. He's the lead dog.
Yeah.
I saw Jason Wright Instagramming him doing dinner with D. Smith.
Oh yeah, they're buddies.
Eddie V's.
Yeah. Where were they at?
Eddie V's.
Oh, Eddie V's.
Jason Wright, who's leaving the Commanders, also Eddie he's B's been he's been big on Instagram lately. Got a huge tat on his leg.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got inked up.
What is the tat of?
Oh, I don't know.
It ain't the Commanders logo.
It wasn't the Commanders logo.
I guarantee you, it's not that.
Good
that is
takes.
Definitely not what it is. Hey there, Ricky's looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything that you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan, and how about you score 15% off your in-store purchase? Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. I know Valdez has pumped TGL's on tonight on ESPN. I hope his Jupiter Link shirt is clean. I know he wore it yesterday.
Oh, I forgot TGL. Yeah, I watched it the first time. I don't know. I guess maybe I'll watch it because Tiger, but...
I'm telling you, the Tiger factor.
That'll be it.
Who are the teams?
Valdez is good on that.
Jupiter Lynx is playing L.A. golf.
All right, who's
well,
on
I
the
saw
LA?
A viral clip.
Let where, me guess, Max Home was on the L.A.
No, actually, Max Coast. Home was on the Jupiter Lynx.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's not, he's playing.
Oh, Morikawa's got to be Kister. On L.A.
Morikawa, Justin Rose, and Sath Thigala are on L.A.
Yeah.
And then Tiger's playing with Kisner and Homa. They're sitting Tom Kim, who's playing in the Amex. Yeah.
What's your prediction? I think you said it was 3.3 million viewers the first time, which is a home run.
Yeah.
I mean, like a random, even a good college basketball game, it won't come close to that in the middle of the week. I think they were smart. They're not competing with the NFL.
My guess is, I don't know, they've been doing a great job getting social influencers. So they're getting all the golf influencers out there playing and posting. My guess is at a I would be surprised. Now, typically, you would see a big dip in that second week because you get the initial interest. But I think the Tiger factor will minimize that dip, if any. So I think it'll be around the same number.
I think it's going to be a dip.
I don't think it'll be a marketed. I don't think it'll be a significant dip.
I think it's going to be a significant dip.
Yeah.
I just my takeaway for like a casual fan, like I think the golf nerds are going to be into it. Is why would I care?
Well, like, it felt like because Tiger's on.
It almost felt like a, like I would never watch a long drive competition, but they are on TV.
Oh, I watch it.
Oh, Valdez would be
there. Of course
there.
You do.
I love long drive competition.
You should see his eyes.
I love their techniques.
I follow a couple long drive guys on my thing, on my IG.
I think the last long drive guy I saw was at the Purple Heart Open, and the guy had like a... He had a tee that was up like this high, and he swung like a baseball bat and hit it literally 400 yards.
Those guys are unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
How about the guys who hit it like 275 with a putter?
Yeah.
I just want to say I was Eric's partner in some foursome thing at Norbeck, and I outdrove the long drive guy.
Nice.
Did you actually outdrive him?
Quite a badge of honor.
I'm looking, though, look, to the TGL's credit, at least in week one, and this might be old, and I guess this is from last March, a North Carolina Duke game on ESPN drew less viewers than that TGL.
What did?
Last March?
Yeah, drew a 1.48 rating.
What did?
North Carolina against Duke college basketball.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
So, I mean, 3 million is
a huge
really good.
Number. Yeah. I think it's not. I don't think it's going to dip
number.
Significantly, but because of the Tiger factor.
Yeah.
So, the Tiger moves the needle more than anyone. He moves
I feel
the
like
needle
there was
more than
buzz
anyone.
Last week. I don't feel like there's any buzz this week.
Well, not in your world.
But I felt the buzz last week.
Right. Well, obviously that was the Sports Center push and all that, right? You got the mainstream media push to I think they've done a good job to counteract that. They've had all the YouTube guys who are arguably bigger than the PGA Tour guys. They've had all those YouTube guys out there playing and playing the thing and putting the videos on and hyping it up. So I think with Tiger, the power of the YouTube guys promoting it, I think it's gonna hover around the same number. They'll survive the dip. Now, next week, maybe there'll be a dip.
I care more about the Amex.
That's fine. Have you watched it? Did you watch the first one?
Didn't watch it.
Try it.
It's shocking you wouldn't.
See, some people are totally out on Sim Golf, but I
it's
think Sim Golf
is
bigger
it on
than
at
it's
9
ever
o'clock?
Been.
starts at 7.
Last week it was 9, this week 7.
Oh, so it's 7. Oh, okay. I can watch
this
tonight.
Week's it's at 7.
9 o'clock, no chance.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to be in freaking Herndon. We're going to have to watch some. I think I might go over to Valdez's club. I've been planning on it.
It's got to have a TV in the sim room.
Yeah, we got to sit down and have a beer or something.
So you can play sim golf
while watching sim golf.
Dude, you guys
double dip.
You guys sleep on how big it is. It's massive.
I do kind of sleep on it.
Yeah. It's great for parties, great for kids. It's great. It's great for golf geeks.
Mm-hmm.
For parties at a place like Topgolf.
Or any place. Yeah. You could go to a place. They have
homes have them just yet.
No. I'm not saying for your home. I'm saying,
I mean, I have a friend that has one, but he's like ridiculously rich.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking, about at a warehouse district or something. Yeah, yeah. Some guy has a business, you know.
I still don't get the axe throwing. How did that become popular?
I don't know.
I've never done that, but I know that there are places where
I feel like I would
people
be great
go to
at
throw
biggest
axes.
Fad ever.
I'm be honest with you, I feel like I would be great at axe throwing.
I don't know.
Go into it.
Because you don't have to throw it hard. Like, I just think I would be good at it. How could you not be good at it?
I don't know. I think I've
I'm
done
a coordinated
once,
like, human.
I did it once at a Renfest. I was okay at it. I lost interest. Never did it again.
Yeah.
Still can't believe
you
went to a
Renfest.
I tried
to undersell at the Renfest.
Right. I'll always wear going to the Renfest proudly. I have no issues with it.
Yeah, I can't.
I've liked it every time.
It's very weird.
I think I'd rather go to Budapest than to a Renfest.
No, you wouldn't, because the Renfest is in Crownsville. You can drive there. You have to get on a big-ass airplane to go to Budapest.
My mother is in a rehab place, and she's doing better. Thank you for everybody with their nice thoughts or whatever. But there was the potential that she was going to go to a rehab place in Crownsville.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that my eyebrows raised because I thought, Crownsville? That's the nudist facility. Maybe I have to go drive around and find the nudist.
Double dip.
Nudifest. Yeah. Nudifest.
Has that ever been confirmed that there's a nudist colony?
We've done this bit a million times.
Yeah, we did it on. We Googled it.
Confirmed.
Yes. Okay. Maybe you're on vacation.
Hey, you didn't bring up in the EP that Jessica Simpson's out there as a free agent now. She's divorcing the 49ers guy,
Eric Johnson. The former tight end,
Eric Johnson, right?
The Yale boy.
Yeah, no, that was one of my stories. What are you going to do? Does anybody care about Jessica Simpson?
I don't know. No. Just for some reason, I'm pointing to Jason like he cares that a 49er.
I don't care.
Tight end was married to Jessica Simpson.
The last I barely remember him.
Allegedly, I have no idea if this is true, but allegedly, the word from his camp was he was just tired of her and her need for attention and her constant plastic surgery.
Right.
He just was like, she doesn't live in her...
She's the ROM of celebrities.
He was like, she just doesn't live in a real world. And, you know, they're raising kids, and she's off getting plastic surgery and, you know.
Getting her lips filled with collagen, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know. But she's a mogul. I think she might actually be a billionaire from her cosmetics and all her.
Good for her.
I think you can buy, like, a Jessica Simpson, like, purse or something.
Maybe you can.
I think she has, like, that kind of stuff.
I've seen Jessica Simpson either in my wife's closet or Isabella's.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I've seen something from Jessica Simpson.
She's making
house.
That cash.
She's making a boatload of cash.
I hope Eric Johnson Kylie takes Jenner. Advantage of it.
What do you mean? Of the cash?
Yeah.
You want him to get like half of her dough?
Yeah, maybe he does.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again.
John Mayer called her sexual napalm.
Tomorrow, B. Mitch and Finley coming up next on The Fan.